broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. What an honor to have you with us today, especially on this Veterans Day. And we want to salute all of you out there, men and women who have served in the United States military, who have worn the uniform of this country. God bless you. And it was because of your efforts, your sacrifice, that we are able to hang out together on the radio noon to three without any fear of government agents knocking down the door and taking us off the air. So I want to say thank you on behalf of all of our listeners for the great service that you have provided for this country. By the way, today, if you are a veteran and you call into the program, you go right to the top of the line, and we would like to honor you in that way. And maybe, just maybe, some of you in the listening audience, you have a loved one, someone in your family who has served in the military, and you'd like to give them a shout out and to share a little bit about that person. Well, we'd love for you to do that as well. So go ahead and write down our telephone number. You are going to need this if you're going to call into the program today, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. Our website, by the way, is toddstearns.com. And we have all sorts of great stories there, as well as our live show blog. And Avery is very busy adding links to all of the stories. So all the information we talk about, you will be able to find on our website at toddstearns.com. So look, we have a lot of breaking news to share with you, and I want to bring you up to speed on an item that just came across the news wires. The state of Georgia has now decided to launch a statewide hand recount of the presidential race. And the Secretary of State there in Georgia really doing this under duress. You've got everybody calling for this guy to resign, to step aside because of his handling of all of this. But as someone pointed out, I believe it was yesterday, I was reading on one of the conservative blogs, the real issue here is why the voting issues were not taken care of during Governor Brian Kemp's status during his time as Secretary of State. Again, the Secretary of State's office in Georgia, run by Republicans, controlled by Republicans. Now, that being said, you need to understand that in the state of Georgia, the Secretary of State has very little control, actually no control, over how the votes are cast and counted in individual counties. That's a local decision. So those local decisions are impacting not just the state of Georgia, but the entire country. So the hand recount will commence in the state of Georgia. A lawsuit has been filed by the Trump campaign in the state of Michigan. They are now alleging unlawful vote counting. And there are also lawsuits underway in Arizona and Pennsylvania. And I'm sure I left another state out, and it will come to me in just a few moments. That being said, this is far from over, ladies and gentlemen, and we have a very long way to go. So you hang tight. Do not get discouraged. I know some of you may be anxious, but that's what this radio program is for. If you have questions, if you want to weigh in on what's happening in your state, give us a call, and we're going to work through this together. Now, normally, I do not take calls this early in the program, but our good friend Joe from LJ, Georgia, one of the top political operatives in that state, is on the line with us. Joe, good to have you. Good to have you on the program.
Todd, I'm really fired up. I'm glad that they called for a counting of the votes, and your radio program's having a big effect, because I've had all kinds of people call me and say, in fact, I just had a couple of leading operatives in Georgia call me, and they want you to come to Georgia, maybe to Pooh's Barbecue. We're having a leadership meeting November 21st, and we're going to talk about, I'm telling my leadership class, they're all behind. We're all behind Leffler and Perdue, and Todd, I think that we have talk radio. I mean, the liberals don't have talk radio. And your show, you've got a lot of friends in Georgia. I know that because a lot of them are calling me. And In fact, two or three of them just called me and said, Joe, you need to get Todd to come to LJ or certainly come to Georgia and help us win this thing, because the radio show, your radio, talk radio is going to win for us. And they just had a poll came out, Todd, a brand new poll. It showed that both Purdue and Loeffler were leading, not by a lot, but they are ahead. And I think our people, my county went 81, LJ went 81% for Trump. So we're all I'm doing for the next 60 days, Todd, is calling everybody I've known since I'm 5 years old and getting on every talk show I can, like great ones like you, telling everybody, show up. We need to have an army of conservatives, you know, vote for Loeffler and Purdue. And I predict they're going to win by, I'd say 4 or 5% anyway. And your radio show is going to have a big impact on that, Todd.
Joe, one of the things we are going to do, we're actually going to bring the national radio program to Georgia. And we haven't talked to our friends at WDUN yet, but we'd like to broadcast from their studios for a couple of days leading up to this vote, which is going to be on January the 5th. But, Joe, I've got to tell you something, and I want to get you to weigh in, because you do talk to the insiders there within the Republican Party. I think that if this recount continues, I think that Purdue may, in fact, go above the 50% mark, which would negate any sort of a runoff. What are you hearing? Are Republicans hopeful of that?
I just talked to David's campaign manager, Ben Fry, a little while ago, and we're all hoping that when they do the recount that it will put David, he was nearly at 50% without the recount, but I feel fairly confident, not 100%, of course. I feel fairly confident that when they do the recount that he will be declared over 50%. However, we're not taking any chances. I'm urging everybody I know to call everybody they know and ask them to go to the polls and vote for David and Kelly, because, you know, in case we have the runoff, we need to, and we are prepared. I'm hoping when they do the recount that it'll give David 50% and we won't have to have the runoff. But you know, we just have to wait and see. I don't know how long it's going to take to do the recount. The only thing I know, Todd, is you're loved in Georgia, and your radio show, in my opinion, will have a huge impact on both Purdue and Loeffler winning the race. And I'm getting ready to – I've got 4,000 friends on Facebook, including most of the Georgia press. And when I hang up from this great show, I'm going to predict that your radio show will be a big factor in the victory of both Kelly Loeffler and David Purdue in the runoff January 5th, if we have the Purdue runoff. But we're definitely going to have the Loeffler runoff.
Oh, no doubt about that. And again, it is there are a lot of moving parts to all of this, and Georgia is going to be central to, I think, not only the presidency, but also control of the Senate. So, Joe, keep us updated, and you're doing a great job there in LJ, Georgia, and we always appreciate it when you call the program. Thanks, Joe.
Todd, thank you so much. You're the best. Bye-bye.
All right. So there you have it. A little bit of an insider's look at what's happening in the state of Georgia. The big concern with Governor Brian Kemp, who has, quite frankly, been a little squirrely on all of this and not very vocal. He's been called out by several high profile conservatives. We're going to check in with Congressman Doug Collins from Georgia later in the show, I think in the 2 o'clock hour of the show, and get the lowdown there. But before he became governor, Brian Kemp was the Secretary of State. Let me back up for a second. When he was elected governor, the Kelly Loeffler situation exploded with the race and the scheduling of the race that could have been scheduled any other time. But for some reason, the governor scheduled it right during the general election. And a lot of people are really put off by that. They felt like the governor made a mistake, that took attention away from the Purdue race. But what's done is done. And now they've got to figure this out. Once they count the votes, I do think that Purdue is going to pull ahead of the 50% mark. And my apologies there for the mix-up. It's hump day. What are you going to do? Every now and again, you make a mistake. So, this is where we are. When we're going to take a break, we're going to open up the phone lines here. We're going to check in with some of the hot spots around the nation. And we're getting reports all over the place about allegations of voter fraud. The Trump campaign says we're going to see some of those affidavits later today, and that's good. But we've got to get this thing going in the courts, If there is evidence, that evidence has to be shown, and the Trump campaign is going to have to release it because the mainstream media and big tech are not covering this story. As a matter of fact, every time someone comes out with a legitimate concern about voter fraud, the social media platforms completely block that information. Well, here's what I want to recommend the president do right away, because the president has some free time. He has some downtime right now. And here's what I recommend that the president needs to do. Right now, he needs to give the press something else to talk about. And my recommendation is for the president to go ahead and release every single Russiagate, Spygate, Russia collusion document. Any document out there associated with Russiagate and Spygate, it needs to be released so that the American people can see what the Obama administration did to candidate Trump and then President Trump. Not a single person has been prosecuted in that probe yet. Not a single person. And it's time to put it all out there. Let the American people see what's really going on. And I really appreciate there's a terrific column in The Federalist. And you got to check out thefederalist.com. Our good friend Joy Pullman, she's been on this program many times in the past. And she references that as well. And she also says the president ought to immediately pardon every victim of Russiagate, including Mike Flynn, starting with Mike Flynn, going right down the list. This is bonkers. And by the way, Christopher Wray, he was testifying on Capitol Hill during yesterday's program. Joy Pullman says, you know what? He needs to fire Christopher Wray too. I mean, what are they going to do to Donald Trump that they haven't already done? So we've got a line open here. We're going to take a break, opening up the phone lines, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, so yesterday we told you that the gap between Joe Biden and Donald Trump in Arizona was below 14,000. Now we can tell you it's 12,813 votes. That's what separates Joe Biden and Donald Trump in the state of Arizona. So, folks, there's still a lot of voting to go through and a lot of votes to count. And I want you to understand something. There is so much information out there that it's hard to keep up with all of this. And it's incumbent upon the communications team over at Trump HQ to make sure that they are focused and they are giving us all the nuggets. And we don't need, look, this is the moment where you've got to double check and triple check all of the facts. You just have to do it. But I'm telling you, based on what I have seen and what we continue to see coming in, just absolutely unbelievable that this was a red wave, possibly a tsunami on Election Day. And you can't tell me that the only person not to benefit from that is the man who is responsible for the red wave, the red tsunami, Donald John Trump. Now, here's a story you're not going to hear a lot about, but it is being reported out there. This is from the Associated Press. Republicans win back U.S. House seat in Southern California. So if you remember, this was one election cycle ago, the Democrats swept in and retook Orange County, which was really the cradle of modern day conservatism. And the Republicans were able to capture those districts back. Michelle Steele defeated Harley Rota. That was the seat that was held for many, many years by Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. And again, that was when the Democrats swept in. They claimed seven House seats in California that year. This was 2018. So now Michelle Steele has won that seat back for the Republicans, first Korean-American woman elected to Congress, the second, rather. We understand Mike Garcia is in a very close race in the Antelope Valley, which is in the northern part of Los Angeles County. That's where our good friend Dr. Paul Chample, West Coast Baptist College, are located. So that seat could go back to the Republicans as well. There is another seat. They're still counting votes in California, folks. Congressman Gil Cisneros, who is the Democrat, is now trailing Young Kim. So Young Kim in the 39th District, that's anchored in Orange County. And former Representative David Velardo he's the Republican. He's leading Democrat T.J. Cox in the Central Valley's 21st District. Folks, do you see what happened in California? Nobody's talking about this. The Republicans stormed in to Democrat country, Democrat territory, and they came away with massive, massive victories. This is incredible. But nobody's talking about this, and they can't talk about it. And the reason why is because it would give more credence to the belief that Donald Trump had this election stolen from him. All right, let's get to the phones. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Ken in Whitehall, Arkansas, listening to us on KARN. Hi, Ken. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Todd? Yeah, I'm a vet, and I appreciate this country. I watched President lay the wreath, the unknowns. Got a little teary eye with that. In the rain, no umbrella. Good man. I wanted to know if you had heard that Comcast has taken Newsmax off the air on their channels. And then if one other thing, I'll hang up and listen. And if you could, can you explain why Alaska has not been called yet? And I'll hang up and listen. You have a great day.
Well, Ken, God bless you, sir, and thank you for serving in the armed forces of our great nation, and we appreciate you, sir. I can answer that question about Alaska real quick. This is the headline on Fox News. They're now projecting that President Trump will win the state of Alaska. That's 56.9% of the vote compared to Joe Biden's 39.1. So there you have it. I believe that's three electoral college votes for President Trump there winning the state of Alaska. Now, as far as Comcast goes, I haven't heard those reports, Ken, to be honest with you. I know they're on a number of cable channels around the country, 70 million homes, from what I understand. But we'll check into that, and if there are any issues, we'll be sure to let folks know. I will tell you this, the news coming in yesterday, Newsmax is surging in the ratings. They actually beat CNBC and Fox Business Network. That's huge, absolutely huge. Fox News Channel, on the other hand, coming in third place, CNN, MSNBC beating Fox News Channel. Why do you think that is? You think people are finally up to speed? They know what's going on at the Fox News corner of the world? And I'm wondering, have you been one of those people that decided, you know what? Yeah, they don't represent me anymore. I don't know what happened to Fox News. Maybe you've changed the channel. Give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, live show blog up and running at toddstearns.com. We'll be right back, everybody. Democrats very upset now at the Biden campaign. Apparently, the Biden campaign not being very transparent in these early days, as they allege that he is the president-elect. The Biden not taking a Q&A from the reporters, and they're just a little riled about that. So we'll keep you posted there. That's only going to get worse. Also, CNN, the most profane name in news. They publicly outed a number of Republican senators who have yet to congratulate Joe Biden. They have yet to bow down and kiss the ring of Joe Biden. They have yet to bow down and allow their hair to be caressed, talking about the female senators. And I say good for them. We ought to celebrate the senators who have yet to do that. Unfortunately, Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, and Ben Sasse have already bent over and kissed the ring, if you will. Also on that note, there are a growing number of Democrats who are calling for a blacklist. They want the names of Trump supporters, Trump administration officials, and they want to make sure those individuals no longer get jobs. They can no longer be seen in public. They won't be able to get a reservation at a restaurant. They'll have their Costco membership revoked. The list goes on and on and on. Now, I just wanted to be helpful because you guys know me. Todd Starnes, I try to be as helpful as I possibly can. Avery Bryson, who mans our live show blog. Avery, you know I'm just a very helpful kind of a guy.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you for that roaring endorsement.
Sorry, I was caught off guard. I was doing research for the live show blog.
Continue your research, young Avery.
Yes, sir.
So I decided to send the DNC an email, which I did last night, and I let them know that if they were putting together a list, to be sure to include my name, and I provided them the correct spelling of my first and last name, just to be helpful. A bunch of Nazi brown shirts over there at DNC headquarters. All right, let's get to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Francie, who is listening to us in Reno, Nevada, on radio station KUNR. Francie, how's it going in Nevada today?
Good. How are you today, Todd?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And I know you want to weigh in on something that Joe from LJ had to say.
My mother and my father raised me up in a conservative household. So I share the same views that they do, unlike a lot of people in my generation. And my mother brought up a really interesting point the other night. She thinks that Joe Biden has no knowledge that the Democrats are stealing the vote, because if he did have knowledge, he would open his mouth and accidentally blurt it out.
Now, Francie, you might remember a few weeks ago on this program, we played some audio where Joe Biden actually said that he was running the most exceptional or extraordinary voter fraud organization in history. Most extensive, not extraordinary, the most extensive voter fraud organization in history. So maybe he does know, and maybe he did let that slip a couple of weeks ago.
Well, who knows? You know, it's like trying to figure out the Democratic Party is like trying to nail Jell-O to a tree.
That's very difficult. Very difficult, Francie. I am curious, Nevada, there are some rumblings there that maybe there was voter fraud in Nevada as well. Francie, I'm just surprised because so many people in your state were especially impacted by the casinos being shut down by the Democrats.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, background issues going on. One thing I did notice on the map was you have the two large counties, one is Washoe and one is Clark, and both of them turned out to be blue, but the rest of the rural areas was all red. I do know a long time ago elections, when Harry Reid was up for re-election, there was talk that it wasn't going to happen for him until he brought the polls, the voting booths, to the casino. The casino workers could go where they work and vote. And that actually tipped into his favor. So nothing surprises me. You know, this whole voter fraud thing does not surprise me. I was thinking it was going to happen a couple of weeks ago.
Francie, it's unfortunate, and we can only hope that they get to the bottom of it. Otherwise, we're going to have President Biden, and which is really President Harris, in the White House. Francie, hey, look, I don't want you to go anywhere. We're going to put you on hold because we have a you are one of our brand-new affiliates there, KUNR, and we would love to send you one of my signed books. We'll send you a copy of Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation, just as a way of saying welcome to the neighborhood, and we love all of our friends out there on the Nevada Talk Network, KUNR out of Reno. All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Mike, listening to us on Nooga Radio, coolest radio station name in America, Mike.
Love you, Todd. You know, don't be disheartened by this. God works in mysterious ways. Had this not have happened, we could not see the extent of the fraud of the Democrat Party. It's like the Wizard of Oz, you know, when they pull back the curtain and this little weaselly old guy attempting to control people. The Democratic Party, and I'm not a Republican, by the way. I'm a conservative constitutional patriot. 80% of the Republicans are liberals. This is the opportunity to look at the rhino Republicans that are not for Trump and go, I'm not for you because you're nothing more than Democrat light. But Todd, the Democrat Party, and I'm not being argumentative, is about fraud. This is what they do. I've been saying this for 40 years. This is what they do. Look at Kennedy. They're the party of the mafia. They are the party of organized crime. They are the party of organization. They know how to do it. This is what they do. They steal elections. This isn't anything new.
Yeah, no, it's not. And, you know, going back to when, Joe Kennedy went and stole the vote in, was it West Virginia? And then Chicago as well, but also West Virginia, where they went in and, I mean, just flat out bought votes from people. I mean, you're right. I mean, these are really bad, bad people. And, Mike, I think people truly underestimate how powerful the Democrats are. They control our school system. They control these boards of election. And, by and large, most of the people that are working at the ballot box are, in fact, Democrat operatives. So, I mean, we really shouldn't be surprised that there's voter fraud out there.
Todd, I was 13 going into seventh grade, and my argument was, why is there only one system to teach children? And then no one could answer that question. I could choose where to get my shoes, where to buy my clothes, where to eat. But there's one system, and I detected the fraud in seventh grade. And that is that there are two of the most dangerous institutions in America. And the most dangerous, I call them the government institutions of lower learning, the government public schools. And number two is the American Bar Association. They are two of the most dangerous institutions. But if I can take 1 second, here's the way I look at embedded Democrats. A fox is driving down a desert road in Nevada, and he's running out of gas, and he picks up a rattlesnake. And the rattlesnake goes, I can help you. I can help you. And he picks him up and trusts him and puts him in the seat. And they travel a half a mile, and the rattlesnake bites the fox. And the fox says, what did you do? Now you're going to kill both of us. What's going on? And he goes, I'm a rattlesnake. That's what I do. That's the Democrat Party. That's what they do.
That is what they do. Well, remember, you know, the president would – remember President Trump. He would read that beautiful poem, the snake poem, out on the campaign trail, to your point. It's true. That's what they do. All right, Mike, good hearing from you, sir, and we appreciate all of your great listeners out there on Nooga Radio. All right, we're going to take a break here, folks. We do have one line open. Coming up next, Dennis from Little Rock. He is a Vietnam War veteran, and we're looking forward to talking with him. 844-747-8868. Again, a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Folks, coming up in the next hour, by the way, Molly Hemingway is going to drop by. She was just on Fox News Channel, and we're going to talk to her about her most recent column over at The Federalist. That'll be a good conversation. Also, Congressman Doug Collins, he is heading up President Trump's efforts in the state of Georgia. And as we told you at the top of the hour, there has now been a hand recount of all votes ordered by the Georgia Secretary of State, but he is doing that under duress. All right, let's get back to the phones. A lot of folks want to weigh in today, and we're so excited about that. Let's go to Little Rock, Arkansas. Dennis, listening to us on KARN. Dennis, I understand you're a Vietnam War veteran.
Yes, Todd, and thank you very much for taking my call. First-time caller. I held a top-secret clearance during the Vietnam War and intercepted both Red Chinese and Viet Cong radio transmission in the country of Laos. And when the Paris Peace Accord treaty was signed in 1973, this story has never been told to the public. The North Vietnamese still held about 900 POWs alive, and they offered them to Henry Kissinger for better war reparations because we had just decimated their country. Henry Kissinger summarily turned that down, and all those POWs were summarily executed after that. And that's a true story.
And is that right? This is shocking.
Yes, it is. I'm calling today for all those who never came back, including those 900. I lost over half of my platoon. I went to basic training in 1967 in Fort Ord, California. And I'm one of the lucky ones. I served 2 years in the combat zone area. And I'm calling today for everyone listening to never forget those who gave the greatest sacrifice for their country. And I want the public to know that Henry Kissinger is a war criminal for what he did.
Well, on that note, you would not be surprised to know that Henry Kissinger is a big fan of Joe Biden. That just came out a little while ago, Dennis.
Yeah.
Well, Dennis, so go ahead.
Go ahead. Two things I would like, if it's possible, is to have Mike Pompeo release those 33,000 emails of Hillary Clinton before the end of the year, and all the information on Hunter Biden laptop, so we the people can find out and listen to the evil that's been in our government. And I pray to God that Donald Trump is elected, because this is what he's dealing with. And I'm sorry for interrupting you. Go ahead, sir.
No, not at all. Look, Dennis, we're so honored to have you calling into our program, sir. And I'm with you. I say release it all, everything. Let the chips fall where they may, but just get it all out there and let the American people see what our government has been up to. Let them see that our government has been turned against us. That's what needs to happen here. So, Dennis, God bless you, sir, and thank you for serving our great nation. Just as a very small token of our appreciation, I'd like to send you a signed copy of one of my books, and we're going to put you on hold, and Alan will get all of your contact information. But God bless you, and thank you for serving our great country, Dennis. What a good man there. I was born in 1967. My dad was in the Air Force right before Vietnam, but I'll talk a little bit about the Stearns family and our history in the military a little bit later on. But I suspect many of you have very similar stories in your families. All right, well, let's get back to the phones here. Steve in Arkansas, listening to us on KARN. Hi, Steve. What's going on?
Hey, Todd, I appreciate you taking the call. First, I'd like to thank all the veterans for making this the greatest country on the face of the planet. But
amen.
Veterans Day, I would like to say our country is under attack and in distress, and every supporter of freedom and President Trump should be flying their American flags upside down.
Now, Steve, this is interesting. I reached out to the American Legion. They are sort of the experts on flag etiquette, and they say that you can fly your flag upside down, but you better be in serious trouble if you're doing so, because that is a signal of dire distress in instances of extreme danger. Do you think that's where we are in America right now, Steve?
I absolutely believe that's where we're at. If the court systems do not come through and show this massive fraud for what it is, we are absolutely in severe stress and trouble.
Well, I suspect we're going to have others call in, and maybe a lot of people will agree with you. Some may not agree as far as flying the flag upside down, but I will agree with you that we are in a grave spot in American history, Steve. I think we're in big trouble. And honestly, Donald Trump has shown the Republicans how to fight. And they've got to do it now. You know, if they do not stand and fight here, we're going to lose the country. Lindsey Graham said it. Ted Cruz said it. I've been saying it. If the Republicans do not stand their ground here, they will never win the presidency again. And I don't think they're going to be able to win many national congressional races either.
Oh, I agree. And I'm so ashamed of our governor here in Arkansas. I can't believe he flipped so easily.
That makes no sense. You know, Steve, I mentioned that yesterday. It makes no sense to me. Arkansas is a very red state. So, I mean, there was some sort of a political strategy that your governor, Asa Hutchinson, thought about before coming out and saying what he said. It's beyond me, sir.
Right. He's turned into a water walker. He cannot be reelected. He's served his maximum terms. And now he's just trying to kiss butt.
Well, it's you know what? It's his legacy, and shame on him. These are the times when you have to stand and be counted. And the president is finding out who his true supporters are and who the Asa Hutchinsons of the world are. So, Steve, thank you, sir, for the comment. Steve in Arkansas says we need to be flying our American flags upside down. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. We're also going to be talking about Thanksgiving coming up in the next hour. The CDC wants you to move your Thanksgiving celebrations outdoors, and that's going to be problematic for those of you who live in Minnesota and North Dakota. You're probably going to need to bring a blowtorch with you to Thanksgiving supper so you can defrost your giblets. All right. Wow. We've got that story up at the website, toddstarns.com. We'll be talking about it in the next hour. Molly Hemingway coming up, plus your call. So if you're on hold, don't go anywhere. We've got a couple of lines open. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.